Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Basically, all the good stuff. That was a my dad wrote a porno reference. Anyways, content warnings can be found in the episode description.
The following bonus episode of Dungeons and Daddies exists solely because of our fine Patreon supporters who help make this show possible. And you could be one of them at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Canonically, this episode takes place partway through the events of episode 11, just after the dads load up into the minivan on the road to Roccaporte to rescue Ron's son, Terry Jr., and before Henry accidentally lets slip a crucial pyramid-related detail. So sit back and enjoy this bonus episode, Dungeons and Daddies, finally. A BDSM podcast.
So, welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, a BDSM podcast.
Yes.
So you're in the car on your way to go to Roccaporte, where Ron's stepson is. And the new person you've absorbed into your merry gang of weirdos is in the back asleep and adorable.
Aw, look at Payne back there, guys.
Payne, miss, don't wake him up. Oh, don't wake him up.
I miss my kid, guys.
Yeah, it's nice to have a kid on the adventure with us. That
let's keep this one.
Yeah.
Well we want to keep all of them, Ron.
Oh, I like this one, though.
Is there a kid you didn't keep?
Well, I mean, Terry, I have no idea where Terry is.
That's true. I guess I didn't keep Grant either.
We do have an idea where Terry is.
I have no idea.
Well, we're keeping Peyton safe, that's for sure.
Okay, well, Peyton's safe. Where is Terry Jr. again? What does it say on the old list?
Lizzie scales me stuff and pulls out the list, and he goes, Terry Jr. is in Roccaporte. And he's about to say Roccaporte.
Roccaporte.
Roccaporte. somebody runs out into the trail in front of you.
I accelerate.
Whoa!
I slam on the brakes.
Episode over. Sorry, no. They die, and an identical person also runs out and goes, you killed my twin sister.
Now I slam on the brakes.
So you slam on the brakes, and as the dust clears, you see that it is a 6-foot-tall, very jacked woman with like thigh-high leather boots. And she goes, hey, hold up. I need help. Real quick.
Whoa,
can you help me out with something?
I wrote down the window. Daryl Wilson, nice to meet you. What's your name, ma'am?
Oh, it's a machine with a person in it. It doesn't matter. Okay, so long story short.
I still have my hand out.
Yeah. She comes by and like smacks it. Like a high five kind of.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, very badly.
Okay. Ow, I'm impressed.
Yay. Am I getting this right? It hurts. Yay.
Nice.
Okay, so long story short, I gotta get to Waterdeep to get some shit done. Some of the new client, sort of an emergency.
Client? You sound like a business woman.
I am. I own my own business, actually. Thank you. So if you could just do me a solid, I don't know who you are, but I feel like I'm getting a good energy from you. I'm getting a good, consensual, but weird, but kind of dangerous energy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that sums it up.
You know, she really hit the nail on the head there. Yeah. I got to say, I'm pretty impressed.
I'm very good at my job because I'm very good at sort of reading signals and getting the vibe of people very quickly and non-verbally.
Consensual, but weird is a pretty good shirt.
Hi, Henry Oak.
Hey, what's up?
In the back here with my hand raised.
Can we all keep it down? Peyton sleeping.
Oh, sorry. Hey, it's me, Henry Oak, in the back. We do have a child sleeping in the back seat.
That's the sound of him snoring.
We're gonna keep this quiet. I only ask this question because we've been on a lot of adventures and we met a lot of. We're not from around here. Morality seems to be on a different sort of axis than where we're from. So I do kind of have to ask what your business is because, like
BDSM.
What now is that? Does that mean, what does that mean in this world?
It means bondage, domination, sadism, and masochism.
What are those last two words?
What a coincidence. That's what it means in our world. I mean, in the town that we're from.
Great. Good. Yeah. I mean, it should. What else would it mean?
Sorry. Still confused here. What does she do, guys?
Why don't you ask her?
What is it? Sorry.
I don't want to misrepresent the subculture.
Oh, yeah. What do you do, ma'am?
Generally, people will pay me money to enact certain fantasies.
Like Lord of the Rings?
So there are people who do that. I don't specialize in that. I specialize in the aforementioned B, D, S, and M.
Which are?
Bondage, domination, sadism, and masochism.
Referring to...
You gotta pay extra for rings.
Bondage, as in, like, tying somebody up or restraining them in some way.
Like torture?
No, consensual torture. Like, imagine... Okay, so you're maybe not you. Maybe the other three of you.
We get it. We get it.
I feel like the other three of you might be good for this.
Daryl, she's cool.
Okay.
It's good. I'm fine. We're good.
It's a sex thing. Oh.
You don't have to have sex with anybody.
I rolled the window.
You don't have to have sex.
I'm rolling out the window.
You know what? Never mind. I'm going to flag down the next behemoth guy that comes in.
We'll be right with you. We'll be right with you. What's up?
What?
Do you want to call a dad huddle?
Yeah, dad huddle, I guess. Okay. Don't get too close, though. Okay.
Why?
We have seatbelts on.
Why do I not have to get too close to...
What is...
Okay.
Can you just explain to me...
All right, I'm going to...
What is it about... This is a sex thing.
Yeah, so I watched an episode of the HBO show Real Sex at one point that talked about this. It was on, you know, I was scanning through the channels, and I've read an article or two on Vice and the, you know, various magazines.
Buzzfeed.
There were some GIFs that were very informative. So it's, you know, for some people in the bedroom, they like to be tied up or, you know, told what to do or, you know, spanked or to, you know, they'd like to do the spanking. And so there are certain professionals that do this sort of thing.
That facilitate this.
They facilitate this, and it's very cool and consensual. Glenn, I'm not trying to stereotype, but I feel as the rocker of the group, you probably...
Hey, man, yeah, you got all types out there. You know, I think what's important to understand is that human sexuality exists on a spectrum, and I think it's important to be open-minded with regards to what people are into. And again, as long as it's consensual, which is a very important foundational tenet of the BDSM community, it's all good, man.
Okay, so she people have sex.
Not necessarily,
but it's in the realm of...
All right.
Yeah, I feel like maybe saying...
Look,
it was...
I have a kid. I know what I'm talking. I get it. Okay, I get it. I was a little confused. I rolled down the window.
I got a little nut boy myself.
I rolled out the window.
Hey, guys, don't worry. I got nut spawn.
I got fermented nut running around.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, ma'am. Yeah, we can help, right, guys?
Yeah, come on in.
Come on in. I'm not coming into your van. No, I'm going. I'm walking.
Oh, what did you need our help for?
My dungeon, it's a little understaffed. I was the only one who came in today, but I just got this emergency sparrow about my client in Waterdeep. So I kind of need someone to fill in for me really quick. Can you do that?
I roll up the window.
You got me.
I roll down the window. Yes, sure thing.
Perfect. Awesome. So she leans over to you. She has five strips of paper in her hand. And she goes, okay, so there's four clients in there. I'm going to give you these pieces of paper.
Oh, my God.
There is the safe words written on here. And the other four are the specific kinks that those patrons have, along with a complete explanation of, like, how they work and what you need to do. Okay?
How will we know the difference?
Yeah, no, here you go. Bye.
Are we getting paid for this?
Yeah, absolutely. If the clients are happy, when I come back, I will give you some cool items for every client that you've satisfied.
Do you have any business cards?
Yeah. She reaches into her bustier and pulls out, like, a fucking razor, like, sharp business card that is very similar to yours, actually, because that's your weapon, right? So, like, you find it very relatable. And she sort of hands
it to
you.
What's your name? What does it say, Ron?
It says,
Anthony is giving Beth the... I'm waiting.
What does it say, Beth?
It says, Mistress... Hardball cough drop.
Hardball cough drop?
That's me. Hardball cough drop. Some people call me coffee. Some people call me hardball. Some people just call me ball.
I'm going to call you droppy.
So Miss Hardball cough drop. I just want to look, Vron. I'm not going to make any judgments, Glenn, but I don't believe in this whole what happens in Forgotten Realms stays. I'm not going to cheat on my wife.
Sure. Yeah, that's course. Don't worry about
Again,
it.
Again, you don't have to have sex with anybody.
Yeah, you established the boundary.
Okay, because you said sex.
Yeah, I mischaracterized. Okay.
Remember, keep it safe, keep it consensual. And remember the safe word. I'm out. And
hey, wait, quick question.
What?
Is there a Yelp in this universe? Like, do we have to worry about, like,
the
negative
ability to yell?
Yelp reviews, like, bad reviews.
Like that?
Yeah.
There will be a lot of yelping if you do your job right.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Daryl, if you want to call Carol and just clear the runway, we're totally open to that.
I think that's a good idea. Do you guys mind if I just call Carol?
Ahead, go ahead and call Carol.
You know the best part about this is, because this is on a van, the Bluetooth would totally pick up on his phone. It would just be broadcast to the whole car.
I mean, I could take it off speakerphone, unlike you do, Freddie.
Just saying.
Dad's only used speakerphone.
All right, I take out my phone. Do I need to roll to see if my battery dies?
But with advantage.
15.
Okay, you're fine.
All right, I call Carol.
Did you find him yet?
Hey, Carol. How's it going, my dear?
Did you find him yet?
So we are actually... We found
Grant.
We found Nick. We found Nick, and we're on our way to Grant. We know where he is. There's a little detour we have to make, honey.
A detour? I called the cops. They can't find the van. You guys just disappeared. Where did you take them?
We're in some new world, and there's this lady that needs our help. And
Darnell, why
is Darnell there?
Yes.
Okay.
He went with me to the cops because you weren't here to be with me.
Actually, this is good. Can you put Darnell on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Can I talk to Darnell? Darnell, is this you?
He handed the phone back to me. He doesn't want to talk to me. Frankly, I don't either.
Brilliant.
Okay, just really... honey, do you know BDSM? I've heard it's not
stop,
a sex...
Stop.
I just hang up the phone.
Daryl, how's it going? How'd the call go?
She knows what BDSM is, and she says whatever I gotta do to get Grant.
Hey,
so.
You know, that's great. Yeah. What a relief. You know, me and Mercedes O. Garcia have a really supportive relationship about this kind of thing. We're very open and experimental.
Oh, yeah, same with us.
So that's great,
really,
you know.
Supportive.
Samantha and I have sex.
I'm glad to hear that, Ron. It's a good thing. You gotta keep it going. Believe me, don't let that slip away.
It doesn't slip away, if you know what I mean.
Lizard Boy Scales.
No, but Ron, I needed that. That's a good laugh. Thanks.
I recall you saying you thought you were a virgin.
Well, what is sex?
Cool. So as you continue in the car, to your right, you see a cave that over its entrance has a big sign lit with a spectral flame that flickers on and off. And it just says, The Dungeon.
You guys think this is the right place?
I think it's gotta be. I bet you this is really confusing for the people in this world who are, you know, like sort of
adventurers,
the more traditional
people
types,
trying
know?
To, yeah.
There's probably a group of them milling around outside.
How do you know this is the dungeon where this happens as opposed to the one that, you know, the king is captured in?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, or if there's a dragon, you know, with a dungeon, you know, how do you know this is not his dungeon and is instead the.
Because it's
the other dungeon.
This is a great Seinfeldian little aside.
All right, what's the deal?
As you drive in, the gravel road slowly gives way to what feels like a plush carpet underneath your feet.
As we walk in.
Sorry, yeah, as you walk
plush
in.
Plush carpet is definitely what you want with a room full of fluids.
This man has rented carpet cleaners in his time.
Sorry.
It's fine. No, it's fine. It's fine. I keep interrupting too. So yeah, as you walk in, the gravel road slowly turns into plush carpet. And as the sunlight from behind you gets dimmer, the light of the dungeon within gets a little bit brighter. And it's this very cool ambient, like kind of pink light that seems to have been made with thaumaturgy or whatever that fucking D&D ability is. Allows you to do weird shit with color flames.
Cool.
Basically, in front of you, there's a desk where presumably the secretary would be or whoever was taking calls. It's empty right now. There's nobody here but you and whoever is behind. The four doors in front of you. It seems like the doors have no bearing on what's inside of them because the noises that you hear from, for instance, this door that's shaped like a skull is someone moaning in ecstasy. And the door that's shaped like a heart has somebody kind of like whining. So there's basically...
What are the other two doors shaped like, Anthony?
One is shaped like a boot.
Okay.
And the other shaped like a knife.
Whoa.
So Anthony is currently handing out strips of paper. And then what's written on these?
According to Hardball Cough Drop, basically you have five slips of paper that I've given to the group. One of the phrases on there is the safe word that is used by everybody in the dungeon. The other four are descriptions of and explanations of the kinks that the four individual customers have.
Ah, okay.
Dead huddle.
Before we go in here and do this thing, let's swap notes here. What do you have on your piece of paper?
I think I have the safe word. I think it says banana.
Like banana?
Banene. What do you think, Glenn? What do you think, Glenn?
Well, so here's the problem is I think I have the safe word.
What is yours?
Mine is bae. Bae is in the sort of hip, cool way that kids refer to, you know, their the people they're dating. It's like you're bae, you know?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, man. Youth culture.
These kids, slang?
They come up with just these cool
words
all the time.
What just happened to your best gal?
It's like baby's too long?
Nah, it's bae. It's two of them.
Well, you know, they only have 140 characters, am I right, fellas?
I always refer to Samantha as my harbor.
Oh, I like that.
That's very sweet. Yeah. Or weird. I can't tell. I have the word findom as in F-Y-N-N dom. I recognize dom, which I think is like dominant.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know if that means you want to be dommed by Finn or Finn's doing the domming. I think this is one of the kinks.
Okay.
I'm going to put that out there.
Mm.
I think that I have one kink and one safe word.
Okay.
The kink is... Sorry. Ooh, okay. The kink is cuck. I mean, the kink is cuck.
Wait, how do you spell that?
It's spelled K-U-K-K. And then what I think it might be, it should feel like a safe word for us men. It's a cry. It's
cry.
K-R-Y-Y.
K-R-Y-Y. Findom. Cuck with three K's, which seems interesting.
Whoops. That was not intentional. That's not part of it. Ignore that.
There's a lot of K's in this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bebe and banane.
You said one was a safe word and one were kinks and descriptions.
One is a safe word. The other four are the kinks. And she didn't realize that you have so little expertise with this stuff. She thought, okay. She assumed that writing what the kink was would be a sufficient explanation of it.
Oh.
All right. Well, these are helpful.
Can I roll maybe an insight check?
Good fucking luck.
Arcana.
Arcana. Here we go. I got a 9.
A 9. As 9 is not going to do it. You look at these words and they're just words to you.
Fellas, I don't think I know what these words
can
mean.
Can we just guess?
Yeah, Ron, we can guess.
I'd like to do a perception check on the secretary's desk if there's anything of note, any interesting things there.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Thank God, a 3.
Nope. There's a lot of hand sanitizer.
I'm gonna
Daryl's just like putting it on like perfume and rubbing his hand and he's putting it
good
everywhere.
Thinking there, Glenn. I'm also gonna search the desk.
Okay.
I got a natural 20.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
Weird, just hand sanitizer. Just a shitload of hand sanitizer.
But you recognize that it's sage infused, so it has a nice scent.
I'm very familiar with this hand sanitizer.
Actually, with your 20, you also find a potion of healing.
Oh, okay. This could come in handy.
Sort of an emergency just in case something ever went
wrong. Steal? Yeah, we can take that.
We'll put it back.
But they might not want it. Or we might not want it.
Yeah.
We
might not want it.
There's four clients on the other sides of these doors. And we need to kind of go in there and hit it out of the park on their kink. Or they're not going to have a good time. And then we're not going to get those items, which can be used to help our sons. So,
I mean, can we stick together? I don't know if I want to just... There's no reason why we got to do this separately.
So you saying all four of us go room by room? Sort of like a BDSM SWAT team.
Yeah.
BDSM.
Henry, this is the first time I felt comfortable in this place. So, BDSM SWAT team. I like that.
So, BDSM FBI.
So I love it. A bondage, domination, sadism, masochism, special weapons and tactics.
Sexy weapons and tactics.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm getting a little nervous. Henry Oak's getting a little nervous.
Tell us what we had to do. It feels like, you know, we should just check.
She did not give us a lot of instructions.
Make sure these customers are okay. You don't split up in a horror movie. And not saying this is a horror movie, but, you know, I don't know if I need a perception check. I want to hear what's coming out of every door. Hey, guys, let's just kind of try to hear a peek of what's going on in here.
Let's scope it out. Scope it out.
Okay, from the skull door, you hear what sounds like two people moaning in ecstasy.
Looks like they're already done in there.
From the heart door, you hear someone whining, like,
Sounds like they're not having a great time yet.
Yeah,
or they're having a really good time if they want to not have a great time.
We should be careful. This one might just be the bathroom. We should knock first.
I
think we should knock on all of them
first. That's a good idea, Ron.
From the boot door, you hear a clinking, like metal clinking together. And then from the knife door, you don't hear anything.
Guys, let's try this knife door.
You want to try the knife door?
Let's try the knife door. Okay. It feels like if for one for all of us to go in, the one that's shaped like a weapon is a good one for us to be together on.
I don't know why, but... Oh, no, I see what you mean. That makes sense.
So, yeah, Ron, why do you not... You said we should knock. Why don't you knock on that door and see what happens?
Hello? Knock, knock. I understand if you can't get to the door right now, you might be all tied up, so to speak. But we're just wondering... what's going on with you? Knock, knock.
You hear...
Ugh. Oh, that doesn't sound like it's going well. Okay, guys, give me 10 seconds.
Okay. All right.
And then I will signal whether the rest of you should come in or you should move on to the next door.
All right. I hold out hand sanitizer to give you an extra.
Okay, thank you. A little pump. We don't want to blow this.
Unless you do want to blow it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
What's your signal word?
My signal word is going to be ha-cha-cha-cha. And that means it's going great. If I say na-cha-cha-cha, that means you guys should come in. Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Wait, but if it's going great, shouldn't we also come in?
No, you should go on to the next room, right?
Okay.
Okay.
This is clientele, right? This is working with clients. You don't want to overwhelm them. We don't want to all just bust in nests if we don't have to. Good point, Andrew.
Yeah. You know, I once worked at a certain facility where customer service was very important, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Make sure you know the safe words.
The deep lore secrets of
Geico.
I enter.
Okay. You see an 8-foot tall orc with a necklace of small skulls and a scar going down his face. And he's standing staring at you with his arms crossed. And he goes, "About time."
Hello. And then I stare at him.
He stares back at you.
I am in charge now.
He fucking laughs at that. And he goes, "Yeah, I doubt it. I'm way stronger than you."
Are you? Do you want to put that to a test, my friend? Henry Oak is flop sweating right now. But
he goes, if you want to.
Is that what you want me to want?
I mean, that not really. I mean, it's pretty obvious I'm stronger than you. Every part of me is strong. My muscles, my brain, my heart, it's all strong.
Henry, how's it going in there?
I think this is... You're right. You are strong. You're very strong. What do you want to do with me? You're so strong. I'm so scared of you right now.
He like winces and is like, that's not how this is.
It's not, you dummy.
Hey, well, hey now. Hey,
that's right.
I'm not dumb.
You're
weak. He's weak.
You're weak.
No, no, I'm strong.
You're super weak and you're going to get on your knees for me.
I'm not.
Henry, maybe say the words.
Findom.
No.
All right, we can scratch Findom off the list, guys.
So he sighs really heavily and then like sits back
down. I'm sorry, man. It's my first day.
That much is obvious.
Well, look, just tell me what you want and I can work with you and then we can start over.
You were supposed to try to make me cry.
I was supposed to try to make you cry.
Because I'm strong and I wanted to feel weak. Like emotionally, I've never gotten to feel that emotional release.
That's really sad, man.
It's not sad. I'm just a person who hasn't been able to cry, and I wanted to experience
it. Well, I'm
just
saying that as a human being, I empathize with you not being able to cry.
Well, this is not making me cry. You're not helping me out.
You're
infantilizing me.
I'm sorry that sounds really frustrating. Where do you think your issues come from that you can't cry?
Don't try to do this. It's too late now.
What's too late?
You're going to try to make me cry. You're going to try to make me open up and then make me cry. It's not going to happen.
Is that what you feel like? Do you feel like it's too late for you? Do you feel like it's too late for you to change?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to change into? What do you feel like it's too late for you to change into?
I mean, I don't know. I never had any... I see what you're doing.
I'm not doing...
Okay, go ahead, roll persuasion. Okay.
Outside the door, Ron is already crying.
Natural 20!
Ooh, baby! That's two... What the fuck is up with those dice? All right, he goes...
What's your name? Look at me. What's your name?
My name is Bloodspear the Unforgiving.
Bloodspear the Unforgiving. I forgive you. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. And I hug him. It's not your fault.
Guys, we should all go in and hug him.
No. Stay out. Ha-cha-cha-cha. It's not your fault. Just let it out. You're forgiven. I forgive you.
My father made me in his image to be a killer even better than him. The biggest skull on my necklace is his, but I never got to tell him how I really feel.
Just tell me. Tell me right now what you feel.
I love you, Dad! And tears start streaming down his cheeks. big fucking fat like water balloons just hitting your shoulders of tears from this massive, massive man. And the tear, once they start, they don't stop coming. And like he just sort of pushes you away, just goes in the field. This is a tender moment, Matthew.
How dare you, Matt.
And he goes to the field position, starts crying and rocking back and forth, like his whole body just like sort of shaking. And then finally he sort of sits up and he wipes his eyes and goes, thank you so much. That was great. That was exactly what I needed.
Great. I'm really glad to hear that. So you think you worked through your stuff with your dad? Or are you going to like, you know?
Oh, no, that's going to take way more therapy.
Okay, like, that's fair enough.
But yeah, no, I definitely got to feel what it's like to cry and to also get this voice back after that last few sentences of Anthony just sounding like Anthony. but no, that was great. That was great. I'll definitely put in a good word for you with Hardball.
Okay, well, thanks, Bloodspear.
Yeah, no problem, man.
All right, well, you have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Hey, are you going to be back here like next week? Or because I was thinking about doing it again.
Almost certainly not, but I will pass along everything I learned, you know, sort of like...
do's and don'ts,
tips and tricks.
Okay,
you know, like pro tips. I'll pass that along to your next person.
All right, I appreciate it.
Okay, great. I walk out of the room completely soaked. Yeah, I don't know that you guys saw any of that. I just come out drenched in water.
No, we heard it and saw. Guys, I think I've done BDSM. If that's... seem like a big deal.
Why don't you give this next door a shot?
I think maybe you should do the next door.
All right, I go to the heart door.
Okay, so the heart door was the one with the whining behind it.
Yeah, there's another person needing to cry, probably.
All right.
I got this. No, I can do it on my own.
So you see a wizened old man with a pointed hat and a cloak that seems to change color every time you look at it. When it catches your eye, you're tempted to sort of look away, but it's so alluring that you can't, almost as if you're being hypnotized by it. And he sees you having this reaction to his cloak and goes, ugh, and then sort of, what's this thing you do when you take something and go like,
shake
flip flop. Flop the cloak.
He sort of flops the cloak and it stops doing that and sort of turns into this very neutral kind of black color. And he looks at you and he just pouts his lips and he's got his arms crossed and he sits down.
Hey, sir, Daryl Wilson. Nice to meet you. I put my hand out. You need to cry too or something?
I pooped my diaper.
It's baby. It's baby.
It's baby.
It's baby.
It's baby.
Daryl. Daryl.
What?
He wants you to treat him like a baby.
Oh.
I pooped my diaper. I did a boom boom.
Oh. All right. Hey, boys, can you do me a favor? Can you just look away for a second?
Sure.
We are definitely not in here.
All right. Hey there, old buddy. You pooped your diaper? Here, right, lay down there for a second.
I did it. I did a bad.
You did a bad? No,
yes.
You didn't. There's no such thing as a bad with a poop. Everybody poops. Why don't you just sit down?
All right.
Let me just sit down. All right, buddy.
I sat down. Yes.
All right. Here, I'm going to change your diaper. You got diapers?
I do.
All right. Let me change your diaper.
In the bag over there.
In the bag. Okay. Here's a diaper.
That I brought.
Oh, that's a lot of poop there,
it
buddy.
It is.
It's a lot of poop there, buddy.
Had a big breakfast.
Big breakfast.
Many nummies.
Mmm, nummies. You know
what
nummies?
And it came right out of me.
Look at your little hands. Look at your little hands.
My hands are very little.
They are very little. Look,
for
put
I'm
those delicious
baby.
Fingers in a ball, or I'm gonna eat them all. Look at these little toes so small, before you grow big and tall. Nom, nom, nom.
I'm gonna
eat your legs and arms. Oh no, someone pulled the alarm. Now I got to run away, but I'm gonna eat you another day. How you doing there, buddy? There you go. Your diaper's all done. Nobody even knows.
I would never accuse Matt of not being dedicated to his character, but that is clearly not a Daryl Wilson rhyme.
He broke Anthony. He's speechless.
It definitely feels like we got a lot of Matt there, don't you think, guys?
Oh, my God.
Should I roll a dice or something?
We're well beyond that.
Oh, no way.
So you change his diaper, and he goes,
oh my God.
Delectable.
Yeah.
I wish to be fed.
Oh, all right. Well, what do you do, formula? You got milk?
Formula. In the bag.
All right. I open the bag. What do I find in there?
You find...
you find just a slab of steak.
A slab of steak?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. All right, buddy. Here you go. How do you eat this thing?
And he moves his head away.
No.
And he goes, too big.
Too big? You need to cut
too
up?
Too big.
Hey,
cut up.
Does somebody have a knife? I kind of look out the door.
Like a
bird.
I think this is a mama bird situation.
Oh, all right.
Do you ever watch Planet Earth?
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you mean. Okay.
It's like a Charleston chew, but it's a meat, and you have to give it up.
I take a big bite of the steak. I'm like, you want me to chew it up there, buddy? You want to make sure it's nice and soft for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Daryl's thinking about he's missing Grant a little bit.
What?
Yeah, he's just missing having a little kid.
Oh, he's regressing. That's what it is.
Chewing up his meat. All right, buddy. I take it out. I put it out. Oh, here you go. I spit out my hand. And I go, here you go, buddy. A little airplane.
What is an airplane? As he's saying
that. I just throw it into his mouth. I go, there you go. Chew, chew, chew.
He chews it up and swallows it. He goes, mmm, delicious. And he stands up and he goes, I thank you, sir. He sort of shimmers his cloak again, and it sort of goes back to the way it was, and he wipes a little bit of steak from his lip, and he reaches out his hands to clasp one of your hands, and he bows, and he says, in all the years I've come to the dungeon, none have satisfied my particular desires with the skill that you have just used on me, so I thank you, sir.
Appreciate that, sir.
I thank you very much, kind sir. What be thy name?
Wait,
no. It is better if I do not know. We will be merely ships passing in the baby night. And to you, I say, adieu.
All right.
He flourishes his cloak once more, and then all of a sudden, he's just not there anymore.
Whoa.
Wow. Daryl Wilson walks out. Guys, I'm not going to do the other two. I think that's enough for me. I just sit down at the secretary desk quietly.
Chewing the rest of the steak that you didn't
side see. Huddle. Daryl really got into that. Yeah. He's a pro.
Well, I'll go up next here. This boot door looks pretty cool, like the Italian door, you know. Like,
yeah.
We did a tour of Italy doing some Christmas songs a couple of years ago. I feel like I'm well-equipped.
You went to
one.
An Olive Garden.
Wonder if there's breadsticks
yeah,
in here.
Yeah, the tour of Italy
yeah,
pasta.
Exactly. Tour of Italy. Yeah, yeah, referring to the time I was at Olive Garden, I got the tour of Italy, which is cheese sticks. And yeah.
It is fettuccine Alfredo, a little bit of lasagna, and the fucking chicken Parmigiano.
Wow, an Olive Garden expert.
When I grew up in Arizona, I didn't know that Olive Garden wasn't fancy.
I thought that Olive Garden wasn't as fancy as Macaroni Grill, but that it was like still like yeah. really nice.
Yeah, same. It was. I was literally 20 until I was like, oh, that's like stupid people food. No, because LA teaches me that like, oh, I'm supposed to look down on people who like Olive yeah. Garden when
but
Olive Garden is actually
thing.
Still very good.
I love Olive Garden and I wish I was there right now, but like, I love you guys, but I just like...
You wish this was happening in an Olive Garden.
Yeah. Yes.
That always. Would actually be a very weird bonus thing. Like, we'll record yeah. something in an Olive Garden.
We'll record a BDSM podcast in an Olive Garden.
Dungeons and Daddies when you're here, your family.
Literally.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. Listen, you got subscriptions that you forgot about? I guarantee you have subscriptions that you're paying for. You're paying for every month and you don't even use anymore. Or sometimes you sign up for something and you sign up for something and the day later you don't even realize it. Rocket Money can cancel those subscriptions for you in a single click. And they'll even help negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. You just submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you. Rocket Money, for those of you who don't know, personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place with one tap. And if you see something you don't want, you just help cancel it just by tapping your fingers. And their dashboard shows you monthly spending compared to last month. So you can see where your habits are, see how you're doing, see how the trend lines are going. They can help you create a custom budget and keep your spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies, rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by KiwiCo. It's time.
KiwiCo.
It's summertime. You ever do outdoor stuff in the summer? I would ride bikes.
No, I've never gone outside.
You've never gone? Not in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Did you bike ride when you were like out in the summer or would you just bake?
So when I was in Tucson when I was like bike riding age and yeah, we would just bake alive. The asphalt was so hot. And then by the time I was in Phoenix, I was in college, you know, who rides bikes? I do, to get to class and to get to other places. And it was very hot. Yes.
So okay. KiwiCo is inviting kids and kids at heart to enjoy their first ever summer adventure series. Ooh. Kids from 2 years old to teens can receive 6 hands-on science and art project kits over 6 weeks with enriching content and fun activities to accompany each project. They have something for everyone, and they offer different topics for each age, whether your child wants to explore space,
hell,
or learn
yeah.
about dinosaurs,
yes.
or learn about how dinosaurs were killed by an object from space.
Oh my God.
I do have to say, looking at the KiwiCo website, there is a physics project for kids aged 5 and up. That is pinball? Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, look at this marble roller coaster.
KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside, explore, and to stay off their screens. Awesome projects from the Summer Adventure Series, like the Bottle Rocket Kit, where you build an actual bottle rocket, but not the kind that you light with a lighter, help to turn the outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. And Matt, as the parent in the room here.
Yeah.
Keeping your kid busy and creatively challenged.
Constant struggle.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to avoid those screens. Then you got it.
That's
gotta,
the problem is that screens made them.
Oh my
it's
God.
A really
screens
easy
make it
way.
So easy, but you want to avoid those screens. So you got to come up with fun stuff to do, activities. Well, and like, look, you got a whole range, but you know how like you think you're prepared and you've got like a whole list of things. You're like, these activities, this is going to last until my kid's in college.
No.
You renowned them by like age 4.
KiwiCo
does
like,
I already
like,
done all the marshmallows with toothpicks and all the like make your own water. But I've done all these things.
KiwiCo's doing that legwork for you so you can spend quality time just tackling the projects together. Oh, it must be nice, Matt, to be able to do these and just be like, I don't have to think. I can just play with
it.
Convenient and personalized, you'll receive either all your summer adventure crates at once or weekly for 6 weeks. Build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off on your summer adventure series at KiwiCo.com/summerdaddies. That's the best code we've gotten
That's
so
really
far.
Good.
20% off your summer adventure at Kiwi, KIWICO.com/summerdaddies. One word, summer daddies.
So I'm going to open the boot door.
Okay. So this was when you heard the clinking behind.
Yes.
And you see just a man-sized banana sitting in front of a... sitting before a pile of coins, a pile of gold coins. And across from him, there's a rat hawking a bunch of wares out of a little merchant's booth.
What? Okay, sorry.
And the banana is just clinking his coins together like a poker player with using shuffle chips.
To be clear,
with what,
a man-sized banana, is they have like appendages?
Yes,
like,
he has arms and legs and sentience. He's a face.
He's a banana in pajamas, sans the pajamas.
Yeah, he's a rejected by Don Hertzfeldt, I am a banana type of creature.
Fruit of the gloom over here.
Is he like a green banana or a kind of ripe?
He's pretty ripe. He's like yellowish.
Cool.
He's got a couple spots that are just coming in, but they're like kind of like fetching in a beauty mark kind of way.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, does he speak?
Or how do they speak?
The banana?
Yeah, like it's got a mouth?
Yeah, it's got a mouth.
Oh, okay.
It's got a mouth
I'm
and a face.
I'm trying to picture
eyes.
It in my head.
I'm sorry. It has an eyes, no nose, and a mouth.
So is it like the internet meme, the dancing banana, essentially? Is that what
Actually, it is kind of like that, I guess. I hadn't thought about it that way, but yeah.
All right.
It's peanut butter jelly time.
And to be clear, there's a banana and a rat.
Yeah, there's a banana playing with some coins, and then across the way on the opposite side of the room is a rat standing at a merchant's booth with a bunch of stuff in front of him.
Hey, fellas, my name is Glenn. You guys engaging in some banane?
So the banana, like... goes like, all right, nothing happened.
I'm sorry. No, no,
nothing
no, no.
Nothing happened.
No, no, no. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I misspoke. Sorry. I was just commenting on the.
What did
your
I
banana.
Do?
No, no, no. You did nothing. I'm just commenting.
That's it.
Okay, yeah. I was just commenting on your you resemble the banana. I'm sorry.
I don't know what that is.
That's what I'm telling you. It's what you resemble. I'm from a different world, man. You look like anyway.
They should have told you not to. Geez, the one word. And it's the first thing you say. I am.
Hey man.
Beyond recognition right now.
Hold on,
are you kidding me?
Hold on, man. Hold on.
Are you fucking joking right now?
Hey man,
I'm gonna leave you a very bad Yelp where I go to fucking the giant National Public Radio and just shout very loudly about how bad of an experience this was.
Hold on, one
Glenn,
second.
Are you fucking this up?
Hold on. I'm gonna go ahead and cast Charm Person on the man-sized banana to try and turn this around.
All right, go ahead. And,
that's a wisdom saving.
It's a wisdom saving throw for me, right?
A 13 wisdom saving.
It's like
throw.
Whiplash to hear you try to cast a spell.
Like, oh, sure, playing Dungeons and Dragons, I guess.
That's right.
I go, hold on, man. I was just, no harm intended, man. Let's make this as comfortable and as enjoyable experience as possible, my man.
His anger kind of dissipates a little bit, and he goes, I guess if you're new...
Sorry, whatever. I am new. That's
all right. I'll give you one chance. We'll start all this up. Leave and come back in.
All right, no problem. I go back outside. Guys, I think I'm having a flashback. There's a man-sized banana. I know this sounds crazy. There's a man-sized banana.
Glenn, there's not a man-sized banana in that room.
And he told me the safe word is banana. Ron, that's the safe word. Don't say it. Holy shit.
Is it a ripe banana?
If it was a banana, like from Trader Joe's, it would be pretty. Oh, man. I'm freaking out, man.
Glenn, I chewed a steak and put it in an old man's mouth. You can just get back in there, buddy.
Okay. I steal myself and go back in. And I go, sorry, just one thing really quick. Is this the cuck or the findom room? They got the labels mixed up outside.
He just stands, just fucking like pushes his coins away and goes, you've ruined it. You have completely ruined it. Holy shit. And he just fucking stands up and takes his coins with him and then just fucking bolts, just walks right past you, doesn't give a shit about you. The three of you who are standing outside of the boot room, you are knocked aside by an angry looking bipedal banana that just walks by in an absolute huff going, fucking ridiculous.
Hey, Daryl Wilson, nice to meet you. Where are you going, buddy?
And he just like throws up a defiant hand and just walks away out of the fucking cave.
Sorry you had to split.
Holy shit.
Everybody roll D4 damage.
I guess this wasn't appealing.
Ooh, good.
I got a one, so I'm not going to come up with a joke.
Beth.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, that dice is as slippery as a banana peel. Get it? For all those listening at home, the die fell on the floor, and I, thinking quick, I said it was as slippery as a banana peel.
there's still a rat in there, right?
There's still a rat in there.
Like, hey, rat dude.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's your name, bud?
My name is Shinji.
Ah, cool. How's it going, man?
It's going all right. It'd be going even better if you wanted to buy something. Yeah, that guy was supposed to buy some stuff, and he did not.
So what are you into, my man?
Money.
Money, all right, yeah. Huh? Dirty money, huh?
I'm not one of those. I'm not part of this whole thing.
Oh,
so please,
I see how you're playing.
I would prefer it if you just...
I don't think it's going very well with Glenn. We should better go help him out. I run into the boot door room. And I go, what's going on? What happened? I saw a big banana run out of there.
Yeah, I don't know about that guy, but I think it's the rat here. This guy, Shinji, he's got a lot of stuff to sell. Shinji, I sit down in front of him like, what kind of wares you got, Shinji?
So I got some items sent in by some Patreon subscribers.
Oh, my God. It's
surreal shit.
A blacksmith named Craig Elder created this. It's called the Ward Cleaver, and it's an axe that removes magical enchantments. That's very good.
That's a very good pun.
I'll say Daryl Wilson, upon seeing the banana going past, definitely just came to join the rest of the dads in this room since everybody else seems to be in here.
Hey, Daryl, did you hear this guy selling a knife called the Ward Cleaver?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, an axe is pretty cool. I could.
Sorry, I don't get.
As in from Leave It to Beaver, guys. Ward Cleaver.
Yeah.
Come on,
Glenn.
Wow, that's really good.
Father of the Beast.
Yeah. Hey, my favorite dads.
You want me to? You want how much is this?
Oh, this would be a cool 10 gold coins.
You'd be like haggling, huh?
Glenn, I
what
don't...
What about 2 gold coins?
What if he's...
What about 2 or I'll walk?
So that's like all our money to buy the Ward Cleaver. What else you got?
Hold on, Henry, hold on. You want me to buy this,
Glenn,
don't you?
Glenn, he's not into it. He's not banana.
Wait, listen, Henry. Some men drive hard bargains,
that's
and
true.
Some men are hard for bargains.
Yeah, come on, man. Try to keep an open mind, dude. Anyway.
How many items you got?
I got 3 to choose from. You want me to tell you all the items and then you can decide what you want to buy?
Yeah, it feels like the people who paid to get those items in the shop would want to hear all their items said.
So from the top, we got the Ward Cleaver, which again is an axe that destroys any magical enchantments.
Is there a beaver I could leave it with?
Oh, boy. Mm. Oh, boy. Why do people keep saying that? I have no idea. Then we got this sweet baby, and he pulls up what looks to be a white, yellow, and pink fanny pack, and he goes, this was made by a seamstress, what's the male version of a seamstress? A tailor, named Alex Connell, and this is the fanny pack of holding.
By the way, thank you to Jeremy Bauer, Haley Klein, and Kyle Nargong for also submitting a similar item, also called the fanny pack of holding.
This may look like it doesn't take that much, but watch this, and then he opens it up and thrusts his hand into it, and it goes like all the way through. Like it should have gone all the way through, but it's like bigger on the inside.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Willikers.
It's like a magic trick.
That's even better than my Patagonia fanny pack that I left back home.
Yeah, it's roughly 2 feet in diameter at the mouth, and it's 4 feet deep. It can hold 500 pounds. And if it's overloaded, pierced, or torn, it ruptures and it's destroyed, and its contents are scattered in the astral plane.
That Whoa. Happened to me at Disneyland when we went with the Patagonia one. Yeah, it was a real bummer. Granola everywhere.
Sounds like a good way to get rid of a body.
That's actually a really good point.
Actually, incidentally, breathing creatures inside the fanny pack can survive in minutes equal to 10 divided by the number of creatures inside the pack.
Oh, sounds like a good way to get rid of a dead body.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You'd be amazing at that. Yes, for sure.
So what's the third item?
So this one was made by, this is a very common name in the Forgotten Realm. So if you know somebody with this name, it's not this guy, it's a different guy. But Peyton Bennett's created...
Little Peyton.
No, I cannot say enough. It's probably not the person that you've met.
Well, we'll ask him.
They're a dwarven tinker, and they made this. And it may look like a simple watch with several buttons on it and a small sort of digital screen on it with the words Casio written across the side. But when you put this on, you gain the ability of finger guns. And if you can if you can use both hands in a finger gun action, you can shoot, in quotation marks, at a humanoid figure, and it'll make the enemy have disadvantage on their next charisma check or saving throw due to the sheer power of the move. But it has to be accompanied by a wink. If you don't remember to verbally state that you wink, you, the person with the watch, get disadvantage.
Hey, how much is that Casio?
How much is the Casio?
Also 10 coins.
We'll take all three for 14, buddy.
All three for 14? That's like less than 50%.
That's all we got. I'm just telling you straight up right now, we got 14... We want all three of those items. You either take it or leave it. I understand if you can, you're running a business, but you know we're telling you straight.
You can roll persuasion.
It's a 13. Can somebody support me in persuasion?
Excuse me, Mr. Rat. Let's put it this way, Rat buddy. What's your name?
Shinji.
Well, most good businesses, and I would know I am a businessman. I'm a business person.
Give me a card. Let's exchange cards.
Yeah, this is my business card.
All right, he takes one and he like pulls out of the fanny pack of holding a business card of his that's like the size of him, and he hands it to you, and it just says like Shinji.
Thank you.
It has no contact information whatsoever.
I was going to say that the best businesses, and I would know because I am a businessman, are run by word of mouth. So, you know, I'm just saying
we'll do some advertising for you, man. We'll do some like viral advertising.
We'll give you
get your name out there.
14 coins, gold, and then
16 coins worth of free advertising.
There's a concept in our world known as exposure.
There's a lot of that around here.
Well, I'll do you one better. This is the kind of exposure that people would kill to get. What we got outside is a bright white metallic beast, and we can do what's called an ad wrap around it, and we can put your name on the side. We can put your sign on the side of this minivan. We're traveling all around these realms, and everyone we've seen, by the way, you can't miss it. You go anywhere, go to
you ask him in Neverwinter.
Ask him in Neverwinter, and everyone there will remember that white van. It's a real iconic thing that's been driving around. The land's everywhere.
There's a beer company, Daryl Barrel Special, that is all over the entire South Coast now. It's all drinking beer because of our.
There
of
is
our
a legendary vehicle. In our world, known as the Wienermobile.
Again, they have that here too.
This is a mighty vehicle that is an advertisement for a brand of meat, and everyone knows it because of the Wienermobile. This could be your Wienermobile.
All right. You know what? Let's say 10 gold, and I get my name on your behemoth.
Deal.
Deal.
That works for me, guys.
All right,
perfect. I guess while you're dealing with whatever's in that other room, I'm going to just go plaster my lovely visage all over the sides of your behemoth.
Okay, don't wake up the child who's sleeping inside.
Oh, I would never do that.
Hey, you guys left a window open for Peyton, right?
You come back and he's dead.
I turn to the rest of the dads, very confident in myself, dusting my hands, being like, I think Shinji got exactly what he wanted, guys. He was a business guy, and I don't know which one of those words it was, but I think I took care of him pretty well.
You did a great job.
You sure did. You did a good job, Glenn. Good
Thanks,
job,
guys.
I look at the other dads,
Glenn,
shaking my head vigorously.
You're an inspiration to all BDSMers. Oh, I'm so excited to open this door.
Get in there, Slugger.
Which door are we going in again?
You have the skull door.
Oh, the skull door. Okay, very inviting. I open up and I go, yoo-hoo.
So you see a beautiful female elf and an half-beautiful male half-elf. And he is rubbing her ears, and she's, like, moaning in delight. And then he sees you come in and goes, like, oh, no, and, like, steps away from her. And goes, like, what?
I know what
why are you here?
Is.
What have you come here for?
Ron's voice completely changes and becomes just a little bit more smooth and stuff. I came.
It's so different.
To fuck your stag. Wait, I mean, I came to go stag on your stag. Wait a minute, I came to have a stag like, hen do, a stag affair.
He's like nodding and sort of going like, you're almost there with his fingers. And he goes like, oh no, don't do that, as his eyes get all big and bright.
But I will do that.
But don't, I don't want you to.
I want you to go stag while I hang out with your... I want you to watch, man. I want you to watch.
Oh no, don't make me do that.
I'm gonna make
you
watch.
He says, a smile slowly creeping onto his face.
I approach the elf. I say, hello, how are you?
He goes, I'm fine. You're much more attractive than him.
Oh, thank you. I mean... That's right, I am.
And he goes, no, with a massive smile on his face.
Anyway, would you like to...
Something about anyway is the funniest thing you could have possibly said there. As I was saying.
As I was saying, I don't think that your elven husband would like... us to hang out very much, because when you hang out with the sampler, you become a trampler. But that's not like me saying that you're a tramp. That's me saying
that's
that,
not being called a slut is not my thing personally. So
I'm
that's
so
a yellow
sorry.
Light on that
I'm
one.
So
it's
sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
Looks like we've got an audience of one, and I'd like to keep it that way. Guys,
I mean, yeah,
guys, stop looking in the door.
Oh, oh. Daryl cannot stop watching.
Daryl's having a reaction to this scene, you might say.
No. He's just confused.
Daryl, I turned Daryl around.
Would you consent to having sexual relations with me while your husband elf watches?
No.
Ron, don't cheat on your wife.
We usually just do the ear rubbing thing, but if you want to have full penetrative sex, I suppose we could do that.
What's the difference?
Oh no.
Oh boy. You know what? When you put it that way, I guess there isn't one. So whatever you would prefer to do.
I give her earlobes a little gentle tug.
And she's like, oh, and the guy, so roll dexterity.
Ron, I mean, Daryl like grabs his own earlobes. He's just kind of like, does that feel good?
18.
Ooh. All right. So she immediately starts moaning in ecstasy. And the guy is like, has his palms on his cheeks, just like pulling his cheeks down, like going, oh, no. Like losing his fucking mind.
I hate
this.
That to watch you do that.
As Ron's pulling on her earlobes, he looks over and he's like, I'm sorry that you have to watch this, but I'm not sorry because I think that it's what you... Anyway, I'm sorry that you have to watch this because I'm so cool. I'm having sex.
The second you say, I'm having sex, both the half-elf and the elf just vibrate with delight and then sort of fall over. And she's like, that's the greatest ear job I've ever had. And the half-elf is like, I've never felt like less of a man. Thank you so much. You are the epitome of all that is masculinity. What is your name? From here to the plains of Antasia, I will tell everybody that the name of true manhood is...
It's Ron.
Perfect.
Sampler. I also am a bit of a pop star.
You sound like a true Renaissance man.
Truly. And that's how it's done, fellas.
You see the half-elf man and the elf woman leaving in a loving side-shoulder embrace, just hugging each other and just smiling ear to ear, and they leave. And as they leave, Hardball Cough Drop comes in and sort of sees them leaving and the massive smile on their faces. It kind of looks back at you four like, hey... Not bad.
Yeah, we all did really good.
Yeah, like it was like 3/4 of us did really good.
Yeah,
we did good BDSM.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I got the Yelp reviews back. You got about 3 out of 4.
Sorry, wait. 3 out of 4?
Yeah. The Sir Banana was very displeased. Do you not know what fin domming is or financial domming? Is that not...
Financial doming. What are you supposed to do with that?
Do you know?
What
is it, Glenn?
That's when you like take over someone's like finances and you charge up their credit cards and stuff. Not, ideally, you should do that when they know about it. But otherwise, if you're just running a scam and you got you shoulder surf a couple of credit cards, I guess it's really not really the BDS.
What you're talking about is very different. No, it's,
you're talking about fraud.
Yeah, you're just talking about thievery. I thought you were talking about accounting, basically.
I was like, oh, I found my Beth May has found her kink.
Oh, so the banana wanted banana.
He wanted you to take his money and spend it on frivolous things.
Sir, so I guess banana was the safe word as
yeah,
well.
Banana is the safe word. Banana was his name.
Oh, that's pretty close.
They couldn't be more different if you have an understanding of the dialect. Well,
but what did Shinji leave a review?
I don't. Oh, the merchant I hired?
Yeah, he was really satisfied after I was done.
I saw him leaving on the way I came in. He was just like cackling to himself, so happy. And then apparently he painted his. Are you okay with him painting his name all over your van? Because everywhere.
That was part of his deal.
Okay, well, great. I mean, he wasn't paying me, so I'm not going to like reward you for getting him off, but he seemed to be pretty happy.
Daryl realized that, so he painted it on the car, not put the
the business card?
The business card.
I thought we were going to tape the business card to the side, but it sounds like he defaced your Honda Odyssey.
It's like very big on all the door. Yeah, it just says Shinji. And
okay. No, that's cool. Okay.
So, you said something about some items that we would be rewarded with if we helped you in your quest.
Yeah, so I could either give you some items or I could just give you some cold hard cash. It's up to you.
Yeah, we'll take the cash.
Yeah, how about 40 gold?
All right, yeah, that's great. No, I appreciate that, Ms. Harddrop.
I appreciate you guys sort of stepping up so quickly, and I knew I was right to trust 3/4 of you when I first met you, and I'm really pleased with most of your behavior, so thank you so
much.
Bet
you didn't guess which 3, though.
Boy, I didn't. I tell you what, if I had to pick one person who would not have fucked this up, it would have been that one.
Oh, no, but I did fuck this up. I fucked it up. I fucked
no,
it.
No, you did great. You did great. I saw how happy they were. You did. If you ever want to come back here, if you ever want to return here and, you know, have a full-time gig, I would be more than happy to have you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is the second offer of that nature. I mean, not sexually, but a lot of people have been wanting my services and my variety of talents. But right now, I just want to call my wife, Samantha, and let her know that I had sex.
Well, Hardball Cough Drop, this was a really great experience for us. And if we ever want to come back, we'll just recall ya. Ricola. Like I was doing a Ricola joke because of a cough drop.
Oh, goodness.
That joke gave me laryngitis.
God, no.
Nobody has the roll.
We'll come back to these.
Matt
to these,
is rolling.
These halls.
It took me so long to grok that. Oh, my goodness.
Two damage on me.
No, all right. And everybody just take that damage. Just fucking wade into that.
It's the
pain.
Way that he like put the stank on it because he knew it wasn't good, so he tried to force it through. It disgusts me, Will.
We figured out what my kink is.
Do you want to call your wife?
No.
Okay. Then the four of you pack back into the Honda Odyssey.
What does the Odyssey look like?
Now it just got Shinji written on both of the doors and on the hood. There's just a picture of Shinji the rat doing finger guns.
No contact information again.
No, nothing. Nothing.
Daryl's very upset.
Well, guys, we had a great adventure just now, and I want to thank all you dads for being great participants in it. Unfortunately, we only have 3 items, so one dad is going home empty-handed. 3 of the dads are in. 1 of the dads is out.
Why don't we all just
find out on Dad Tank?
Why don't we all simultaneously say what we want?
Okay, that sounds
great.
And
that way we can see who's... there's a problem with, like, and then we can kind of
I mean, look, guys, I mean, now that I think about it, I think I did kind of bone that one up. I could have sworn it was the rat. Oh, sorry about your van, but I have the battle axe of hatred here, so I'm not too worried.
That's true. He got a cool thing last
time. I got a
thing,
so you guys can split it. It's fine. Right. It's no big deal.
Whatever. I mean, the real items gain was the BDSM we did along the way.
That's true, Ron. And Ron, no, what item do you want? Because I feel like of everyone, I feel like your customers left the most happy.
Let's see. This is a tough decision. I'm so charming by myself, and so I'm torn between the watch and the fanny pack. But you know, my pants already support so much storage. I'm gonna go with the watch, and then I'm gonna give you just a finger gun without the watch, even.
Oh, all right there.
But I don't wink.
I stare at Ron, who's not winking at me.
As that's going on, I'm like, I'll take the fanny pack.
Oh, all right. Well, I appreciate that. I really want this cleaver. That's great.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
that worked out with no conflict whatsoever. I'm glad we did that, everybody. That's great.
So,
how does this one end?
Let's never talk about this again.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Daryl Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Henry Oak, Beth May as Ron Stampler, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Glenn Close. Theme song and outro is All Right by Maxton Waller. This episode was a Patreon stretch goal bonus and exists solely because of our Dadorific Patreon supporters, fine folks like Garrett Torian, TJ Harville, Pierre Camberlin, Joshua Rinka, and Tom Lithops. You can thank them for this BDSM audio experience yourself by heading over to patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. And while you're over there, consider becoming one of them. You'll get access to our Discord server, bonus content like an after-show discussion podcast called Talking Dad, where we discuss the events of the campaign and answer listener questions, and more. That's at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Twitter, Dungeons and Dads. Facebook, bit.ly/dungeon dads. Subreddit, r/dungeonsanddaddies. Next episode is next week, July 1st, which is barbecue time. So make sure you visit fda.gov and review their safe food handling guidelines. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you then.
There was a time when you could read between the lines. You know they never brought you down. Never brought you down.
So, sure. So you didn't do it once. So you got to take some damage.
No,
he
did.
Appealing.
Oh, you said appealing. I'm so sorry. I'm focusing on so many things.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Like 75% of my brain is trying to not be problematic right now.
Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the
Or are we?
Aura. Aura Frames. Aura Frames.
If you've got pictures of seals, I know where you should go.
Crank them onto your Aura Frames and give it to your mom.
There's a big scroll that you're like, I got to take a picture of that.
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames. You can put pictures of seals on there if you want. You can put pictures of Seal, the singer, on there if you want. They allow you to share display.
You can buy a bunch of these and put other like gross stuff on them for your goon room.
It's true. It allows you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share
photos.
Make a
goon room your mom's comfortable walking into.
Via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame. Listen to this, Anthony, with preloaded photos and memories.
There we
Dude,
go.
Meta I preloaded gooning. My Aura frame with pictures of Pitbull and Pitbulls. So sometimes I get Mr. Worldwide and sometimes...
No matter what, you win.
I'm just being silly. I have great photos on my Aura frames and I love it.
It's
so
a
there.
Great Mother's Day gift this year, Beth. You could give
them. I already did. I did it for last month.
I got
did.
One for my mom, too. Moms fucking love it.
Moms love this
moms
shit.
Moms listen
to
me.
For Aura.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura.
That's like
frame.
A goon room that- for a mom is just posing your candle.
Name the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and select
you
it
go
as
in there
of-
and you see how long you can go without calling your kids.
And selected as one of Oprah's favorite things, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout for your mom to save. Terms and conditions apply. Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Hiya.
Oh, wow. I did not realize I was surrounded by some black belts in karate.
It's not martial art, Beth. It's a pediatrician-approved, super-powered, chewable vitamin. Most of the time when you talk about children's vitamins, it's just candy. It's just gummy bears.
I don't tell my mom. That was my whole trick as a little kid.
Was it?
Yeah, I'd be like, I want some vitamins, Mom. But really, I just wanted that sweet, sugary goodness.
Most I thought you were going to say you replaced your vitamins with gummy bears, because that would be
that
the would move.
Have been a smarter move. I could have done that.
Well, you might as well, because most children's vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and contribute to
disgusting
a variety of health issues. Ew, gross. Hi,
Papaya fills the common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a yummy taste they love. Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hayas pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12. That one came out weird.
That was freshly here for vitamin B12.
Oh, vitamin D.
Oh, mama.
B12. Hi-ya.
That's why this is Elvis. Hi-ya.
Hi-ya.
Oh, we're going to zinc. Folate.
Vitamin C.
It's vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, non-GMO, everything else.
Would
that
you
imagine.
Say that this product is a hunk of burden love?
It's designed for kids 2 and up and sent straight to your door so parents have one less thing to worry about. They taste good even though I don't take them.
Oh,
I'm too
my
old
pills, my gummies.
They also have a new kids probiotic and nighttime essentials. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/daddies. This deal is not available on their regular website. This is a special URL. You understand?
Deal is one for the money and two for the great vitamins you're getting.
Go to HIYAHEALTH, HiyaHealth.com/daddies, and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.